This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. There was some potentially good news reported on Sunday. Michigan public health officials reported a big drop in the daily number of COVID-19 cases. They are, however, cautioning against drawing wider conclusions because fewer tests are conducted on weekends. Statewide, 645 new cases were reported Sunday as compared with nearly 1,400 on Saturday. Public health officials say the Sunday tally did include 95 deaths, but that was down from 111 on Saturday. The Washtenaw County Health Department did not post new statistics on Sunday, but plans to resume its updates later today. Joining us on the WEMU phone line is Susan Cerniglia. Susan is Communications and Health Promotion Administrator for the Washtenaw County Health Department, and thank you once again for joining us on a Monday morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Again, health officials kind of viewed what they saw yesterday as something to be potentially optimistic about, but cautiously so. Is that about where you stand?
Yeah, that's correct. We've seen that a little bit on our Sunday numbers, and that is likely related to fewer labs and fewer reports that tend to come in on Sundays. Plus, there tends to be some lags with some tests. Some of them come back very quickly. Some of them take 3 or 4 days or a week. So we still see those factors in the individual daily reports. That said, we're all encouraged anytime we see lower numbers, but to really feel like we're changing the trend, we're going to need to see those lower numbers sustained over longer periods.
And there is the possibility that when Monday numbers are counted and more of those test results have been identified, that the number could go back up some, right?
Correct. And we'll see. This is the first time really since we've been doing daily reports for a while now that we didn't report on a Sunday. So we'll see what that looks like for us later today.
Has access to testing become more widely available throughout the county?
Certainly, you know, that's a tough one. Certainly, we know that we're still not testing everybody who needs and wants to be tested. If you look at the statewide numbers, you can definitely see really big increases in the number of tests. So many, many more tests are being processed. However, really more related to some of the issues with getting those supplies, we are still prioritizing those most at risk in Michigan. So first responders, healthcare workers, those hospitalized, more vulnerable to severe infection. And we're just still not at the point where anybody with symptoms can be tested or anybody with potential exposure can be tested.
There are more quick-use tests coming online in the marketplace. So is that a potential solution as we move forward? We'll get more of those in our area?
Certainly, that's a possibility. I think folks probably have read that we don't have those rapid tests available yet directly in Washtenaw.
Right.
Some have been deployed in the Metro Detroit area. And hopefully, you know, we'll continue to see improvements in that. It looks a lot like locally, it's not so much the lab capacity now that we have a lot of commercial and hospital and other types of lab processing, but that we're still struggling with some of those supplies to take and process the samples.
We're talking with Washtenaw County Health Department Communications and Health Promotion Administrator Susan Cerniglia on 89.1 WEMU. You mentioned you didn't do figures on Sunday, and we'll do them again later today. On Saturday, there were 689 confirmed cases of COVID-19, which has resulted in 18 deaths total in Washtenaw County. But I also noticed that of the confirmed cases, 202 required hospitalization, and your department has documented that 162 of the afflicted have recovered. Now, there seems to be some conflict on what is considered recovered because state figures differ from Washtenaw County figures, and we can see different figures from across the nation on how that's being tabulated. What is the criteria in Washtenaw County?
In Washtenaw, we've been reporting those recovered numbers for a little while now, and that definition comes from the CDC that they've used to really allow people to kind of go back to function and come out of quarantine. And so that is defined as someone who has no symptoms or fever for at least 72 hours, and it's been at least 7 days since they first has had symptoms. Now, the state, as you mentioned, is using a very different definition. Theirs has to do with 30 days past initial diagnosis. probably, and this is just a guess on my part, that that has something to do with being able to pull those numbers in large quantity. They can do it in a more automated way. And that might be why they're looking at it that way. But certainly, no matter how we're looking at it, it's encouraging and helpful for us to be able to start using numbers to talk about who's recovered and who's doing better post-diagnosis.
Are we learning anything from those who have recovered and applying it to those who have not yet recovered?
I think we know generally, you know, I don't think specific demographics on that recovered group yet, but that's certainly something we look forward to digging into a little bit more. We do know in general with this illness that a majority or a high percentage of folks can have mild illness and can recover just fine at home. So, you know, that even though we're seeing these high numbers of severe illness and obviously deaths, and that's distressing and horrible, we do know that many, many people can have mild illness. So trying to make sure that we keep aware of that and keep monitoring it, both to reduce spread and to remind ourselves that it's not necessarily going to be severe for everyone can be encouraging.
When we take a look at the figures you've compiled from Washtenaw County, are we looking at figures strictly reported from area hospitals, or does it include other facilities like senior living facilities and such?
All cases, no matter where they occur, are reported to us. Of course, as we know, with the restrictions in testing, we're obviously not testing everybody.
Right.
So those folks that are most severely ill, and of course, if they're hospitalized, they are definitely going to be tested, whereas somebody with milder symptoms either may not seek testing or may not qualify for it for a variety of reasons. So we know that we're not capturing every single test. We're definitely capturing those that are more likely to become ill because of direct exposure, such as our healthcare and our frontline workers, or that are most severely ill and most at risk of the worst outcomes.
We're talking with Washtenaw County Health Department Communications and Health Promotion Administrator Susan Cerniglia on WEMU. On a little bit more kind of functional level, how has this public health crisis changed the way your department is going about its business of serving the public and setting forth its priorities?
Well, certainly a lot of businesses, including ours, operations, nonprofits are finding ways to do things differently. You know, this is, in general, our work can be very hands-on, very direct, face-to-face in many ways. But in other ways, our role in monitoring and tracking illness, which is what we continue to do, can be done very remotely. So this is something that we do every day, is to track those reportable illnesses, which are those ones that are most serious and are required by law to be reported to the health department, and follow up on each and every case. So that's something we normally do. We have more staff doing it now. We have extended hours and extended days doing it to make sure that we're following up on each and every case and providing good guidance to, as you mentioned, facilities and essential workers and those businesses that we have to keep operating. We want to make sure that those are operating as safely as possible and in limiting the spread of illness as much as possible.
I imagine the stress and anxiety of dealing with those on a daily basis, the subject matter alone, and then it may be even made more difficult by having to do so remotely in many cases. How are you all leaning on one another in the health department to get through this?
Well, I think anybody that's, you know, working actively in this response, and even if you're not, these are incredibly stressful times, and we can't do some of the things that we might normally do, as, you know, whether that's hugging friends and family and loved ones, or being able to have those face-to-face conversations with coworkers or others who understand exactly what you're dealing with. So that there's an incredible level of stress there. And, you know, and I say that not just about our staff, but about all of us right now.
Right.
And we encourage people to get help if, you know, they're finding themselves unable to deal with that. Our local community mental health crisis team continues to respond and be available. excuse me, and certainly there are ways that we can try to lean on each other and, you know, continue to focus on being in this together and doing the best we can to respond and protect everyone's health to the greatest degree possible. But no doubt that it's hard. It's very, very hard. And I'm constantly impressed, not always now, but not just now, but always with the dedication to which my coworkers and colleagues and as well as other community safety net providers go about their business.
Well, please include yourself in that as well. A grateful community thanks all of you for all of the work that you are doing and for also taking time to make sure we're aware of everything that is happening in our community and how best to go about our lives in this most uncertain of times. Thank you again, Susan. I do appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you, and take care.
You too. That is Susan Cerniglia. She is Washtenaw County Health Department Communications and Health Promotion Administrator. She's been joining us every Monday to provide updates of what we may miss over the course of weekends. She will continue to do so for as long as necessary. If you'd like more information on the topics covered in this conversation and to access WEMU and NPR coronavirus coverage, visit our webpage at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU.